Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunder Dome. I am Tone D.
That's baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. She's a beard wonder.
Good day, Tony. Thank
you, Bruce. How are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
Fordham is locked.
Are they up?
What do they call Rams?
They're butting heads.
Yeah, what do they call their
horns?
Yeah, they're locked in horns with the VCU Rams at 59, all tied up with 3 minutes to go. So I may be a bit distracted, but that's what March is all about.
That is
what about catch, rooting on.
Were they catching 5?
They were catching 7.5 close, open, I believe, 9.5. So
Whoa. Certainly
big dogs coming in to the contest. 12 seed. So, you know, we're living with a dollar and a dream.
That's the thing with, March as well. VCU could still cover that game.
No.
Let's hope not.
They get up by.
Why? I'm about to get up.
No.
With that mana.
No. I'm just saying, like, in March, that'll happen. Like,
VCU will
go up by 4 or 5, and then Fordham starts fouling. And depending on the team, if they foul like 8 times.
True.
It's actually getting fucking
fit. I was worried Stony Brook was not going to cover 9.5 in overtime after they went down 6 early in overtime.
Maybe the worst thing about college basketball is how long it takes for
Is
that.
Talk on Fordham?
No.
All right.
As it, like talk?
You should be fine.
Yeah, talk's been mushing everything.
Talk is
he's a barnacle.
Yes.
He's a bad gambler.
No, he's a barnacle. He's just asking for your picks.
You have a bet. I would suggest
we got a couple barnacles that sit next to each other then.
Yes. Yeah. It's mush city over in that corner.
Whoa.
You're not a part of it.
I'm in the corner.
Yeah, but it's...
You're talking about Gordo?
Yeah.
Gordo isn't a pure barnacle. He's sweating like Russian basketball at like 11:45.
No, he'll barnacle.
He will barnacle,
but he's not a pure barnacle.
I don't like barnacles.
No, I can't do it.
And
I love talk.
Look up the game.
I love talk. I just...
Special guy.
Yeah.
How'd we do last night? I know the Celtics covered again for me. NBA good.
How'd that over go, pal?
NHL.
The over didn't hit, but guess what did hit? The I don't really like any of these picks. Parlay fucking smash.
Three pick
parlay, pretty good.
Listen, when you don't like picks, just parlay them.
Drop your unit down, parlay them, and fuck it. Let's go.
Hey, good for St. Mary's.
for St. Mary's.
Like, that's not something that happened that often.
Do you want to remind the people before things kick off in 1 minute who you have today?
Which one?
Champions.
Oh, yeah. Dortmund, money line. They're plus money at home against PSV. And then I am on Inter Milan, draw no bet at Atletico.
Thank you. Thank you, Gumpy.
You got it.
What do you want to do today?
Should get into the college because there's a couple 4 o'clock tips.
Let's do it. Let's get into the college. Let's take it away.
There's actually one 4 o'clock that I'm on. I like Butler plus 1.5 versus Xavier.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Butler's better than Xavier, and I didn't think that was something that I would be saying.
Where is the fucking Big East tournament these days?
Is it still at the Garden?
Hey, that would be disrespectful to the Garden.
We are at the Garden.
Yeah, it's still at the Garden.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, it's disrespectful to the Garden.
Neutral site, baby.
Yeah, I mean, where's the ACC?
Oh, I think Greensboro, probably.
Yeah, like on the ACC network. Like what?
Oh, you saw a tweet?
I did see that tweet. You see that tweet?
I saw that tweet. People were pissed.
I was bummed out Reese's tweet. Connection was shit. I wanted to ask him his thoughts on Baylor.
Okay. That's your team.
Yeah.
Your squad.
I wanted to hear his thoughts.
It genuinely bums me out that it's like UConn is the one seed of all one seeds.
It just
takes a lot of the wind out of my sails.
Yeah. I just back-to-back is tough to do in any sport.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
But I guess it's different players. Same coach, different players.
They got better.
Yeah.
What else do you like today in the CBB?
Rutgers, Maryland, tickle anybody's
Hold
fancy.
On. Time out.
Go on.
How much money are you going to save now that Miami can't hurt you anymore?
Oh, geez.
The bad man's gone.
They can't hurt you anymore.
I think they can. Was that the ACC?
Yeah, I mean, they're done.
I'm going to get an at-large, hurt you a little more.
No way.
Playing Miami.
They were a 14 seed in the ACC.
Dude,
how many teams are
in there? Met them in the NIT?
There
I don't
go.
Think so.
They could, if they're in the NIT, they could win.
They'll probably decline.
I don't think they're NIT.
They'll probably decline the invite.
What's the other tournament?
The LLI.
The CBI.
CBI.
College Basketball Invitational.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Your asses in the transfer portal invitation.
Yeah, I can't express. I apologize to everybody that I kept betting them, but I put it in a tweet on Saturday that it wasn't responsible to give out. I said it yesterday. It was not responsible to give out. I don't know what went wrong because I truly thought they were a good team and I could not get past that. That is on me.
Catholics got up.
Yep. I like Cuse Moneyline versus NC State.
Me okay. too.
Yep. I like UC Riverside Moneyline versus Cal State Bakersfield. I got Stanford Moneyline versus Cal. I know Kansas is without their two best players.
Sure.
I also know that Cincy barely beat West Virginia last night. Give me Kansas plus 2.5 versus Cincinnati.
Okay.
So Kansas, that's why Kansas is the dog.
Yes, sir. Their two best players are.
Are they hurt? They're hurt?
I don't know if it's, I think they are hurt. I don't know. I was trying to figure that out late last night and then I think I fell asleep.
Quite the ball game to miss.
Yeah. I think they're out for the tournament, but they'll be back for the March Madness.
Gotcha.
What my understanding. I could
for the be wrong. Actual tournament.
Yes, sir. I got Georgia Moneyline versus Missouri. I think they win that. I got Grambling Moneyline versus Bama State. And this Sun Devils team's getting hot at the right time.
Yeah, they are.
I think 5.5 is too much for them versus Utah. And then finish me off with Cal State Northridge plus 2.5 versus UC Santa Barbara.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
NBA tonight. There's a few games.
There is a few.
A little games. Bit of a slate.
I kind of wanted to take Temple today, but the investigation and things that have been going on into their
probably
game,
smart too.
Yeah, I just said Dortmund 3 minutes in.
Ooh. Probably smart to stay away though.
Yeah, I'm out.
NBA tonight. I'm laying 6 with Orlando.
Ooh.
The Magic. At home against Brooklyn. I don't feel good about it, or I should feel better about it. I'm gonna take Denver minus 3 on the road.
I'm just gonna lay the 160 on the
in
money
Miami. Line
there. Yeah.
And my last one is the New Orleans Pelicans minus 5 against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Pacers back to back. Did Bulls play last night too?
They did not, and the Pacers are not good on back-to-backs.
Big win for them against OKC last night. I just like the Nuggets money line, and I like Mitt's Lakers money line at Sacramento. Sacramento on a back-to-back.
Yep, Sacramento on a back-to-back. I actually do love the Lakers. I love Golden State plus 7 going into Dallas tonight. I just think they're clever the number. I took Cleveland plus the 6 going into New Orleans. I just like the Cleveland team a lot better than the Pelicans.
Whatever, dude.
I kind of think I am a Pelicans hater, honestly, at this point. But no.
Why the hell would the Bears sign Brett Rippin?
That's hilarious.
They need a backup.
QB3, baby.
Sign Flacco.
Yeah, that's
who's their new OC.
Flacco is such a presence in there. You don't need
true
that
true distraction. Who is their new OC?
What's his name from Seattle? Shane Waldron, I believe.
Yeah.
QB Whisperer.
He can dial that up for sure.
Maybe they're stealing off.
I do think there's an angle on the Chicago Bulls coming into Indiana. The over of 229. I know the Bulls haven't really been an over team this year. The Pacers have. This is a pretty low total. The Pacers are on a back-to-back. They don't play defense in general. They're not going to play it tonight. And then I also like Denver minus the 3.
Okay.
I like the Pistons.
Yeah,
Pistons are building something. Yeah, and the Raptors are all injured.
Yeah, I'm with Bruce on that.
I'm on the Pistons.
I looked at that long and hard, and I couldn't get past that wreck.
It's taken a long time to build it, but they're building something.
Yep, and maybe you get a little crazy. You do Cade Cunningham 25+, and the Pistons money line.
You know what it is? Those are actually playing Jaden Ivey as well.
There it is.
Like since Jaden Ivey started to play, they've done a lot better.
Yeah, it seems like Duran is playing a bit better as well.
Yeah. We got a CONCACAF Champions Cup tonight.
What do you got?
So what I'm going to do is
Is the one playing?
Messi?
Yes.
He has to be back if he sat out the weekend. I'm going to do Messi, goal Inter Miami to win because they're minus 210.
Sure.
And then a separate bet, I'm going to do Suarez goal plus 110.
Okay.
As well. The other matches, I don't know.
Got nothing.
You can't. This FC Cincinnati team can't fucking score.
No, they can't.
Like, there could be no goalie in that fucking wall, and they'd fucking kick it out the door that's closed. It's unbelievable. So I can't. I want to take them double chance against Monterrey. I can't fucking bet on FC. You know, I understand why Bruce wants to get rid of his package because he watched FC Cincinnati on the weekend.
That is true.
Fucking. I almost lost my mind watching them on Sunday. Like they had five open nets.
They got the collective yips, the rare group yips, which I imagine is probably a thing in soccer. Is that MLS tonight or is that CONCACAF Champions?
That's CONCACAF Champions.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
It's CONCACAF Champions.
Like I think.
Yeah, I'm wondering when I'm going to get to use my pass.
There's a chance FC Cincinnati could go first or could go worst to first back to worst. The way they're playing.
You can't have that.
No, NYCFC will be bringing up the rear. My brother.
I tell you what, July 6th, it's a Saturday night. They're in Cincinnati.
Who?
Inter Miami is.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, July 6th.
We will be there.
Good to know.
Is Messi going to be on holiday?
Players' Championship.
It might be in the, is that when the Copa is?
Who do you like, Bruce?
Players' Championship. I mean, broken record, but it is tough to look past the bad man, Scotty Scheffler.
Let's assume Scotty's on our.
Yeah, I guess spraying him top five, top 10. What is he, top 10? Probably minus 200.
Yeah, probably.
Behind him, I do think that, like, you know, I'm sick of doing the Xander thing. I'm just done. I'm just done with it. He never does it. He never pulls it off. JT, he's played Sawgrass very, very well. He's been looking for that big win since the 2022 PGA Championship. I feel like JT's a live bullet here at, you know, what are his odds, 22?
25 to 1.
That's nice. See, Xander's shorter than that, isn't he?
Yeah. So I got
that. That's why I'm out. It's like
Xander's 2000.
Where's Victor?
Okay.
Hovland.
Victor's deeper. He is deeper. A little strong. But besides JT, Bill Zalatoris. He's a
great. We are speaking the same language.
Well, I mean, there's only so many options behind.
There's plenty of options.
Yep. And then Bombskis, you know, the usual suspects. Akshay. Sahith Thigala.
Besides Scotty and Xander, I'm also looking at JT and Zalatoris. I like Sam Burns. He's been my guy as of late.
Sam Burns is a cool cat.
And then I got 200-1 bomb. Okay. Doug Gim. Okay. Take a look at Dougie Gim.
Mr. Gim.
And Keith Mitchell are both 100-1.
Keith Mitchell.
Something just think about. Okay. Just think about.
Okay.
Nicky Skates, how are we today?
How are we, boys? About the picks today.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty good.
I needed that.
Yeah, pretty good.
Don't tell them the talk.
Hockey was bad for me last night. How was it for you?
Not Kraken.
Oh, the Kraken did lose.
No, Kraken lost, but the Wings.
And I should have never opened my mouth. Stupid Columbus.
Yeah, the stars melt was sent me into a bit of a frenzy.
The Rangers did not see that coming. Performance on a back.
Yeah, what a shutout. Chesty in the cage, no doubt.
Would I be stupid to take Nashville and the Cougars today?
I like the Cougars. Wow. No, I lied.
Yeah,
I like Colorado.
I lied.
Let me tell you why, Tony. Because former Pittsburgh Penguin goaltender
Casey DeSmith
is going for the Cougars.
Oh,
and I don't like that.
I don't love that. I'm out.
I like Colorado at even money on the road. I like Hockeywood against the Blues. Sure.
Welcome back.
Winterpeg and Nashville. That's a tough matchup. So I'm going to stay away from that one.
Okay. I got nothing. I don't want any ice tonight.
I like the Jets on the money line.
Okay.
I'm naturally on Hockeywood money line. I like the Coil in 60. And I'm down with the Cougars because the Avs are back-to-back.
Okay.
I like the Coil in 60, too. It's just a lot. So if you put it in a parlay, I think that's the... I know you like to parlay all the...
Caps have been okay. Not great, but okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, good luck out there.
Good luck.
Mitt, you got anything?
Oh, hold on.
Oh, boy.
Let's head to maybe the most prestigious soccer tournament going besides the CONCACAF Champions.
Sure.
She believes.
The Europa League.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got UC at Slavia.
Sure.
I like Marseille, double chance versus Villarreal.
Okay.
Versus Brighton.
Uh-huh.
And I think West Ham wins one at home, money line versus Freiburg, as much as I love Freiburg.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Now
I do enjoy Freiburg.
I love Freiburg.
Freiburg double chance is one of my favorite bets.
Tony, you got something for
you? Thought you might.
Tony?
Mm-hmm.
The will to succeed is important, but what's more important is the will to prepare. Bobby Knight.
Well said.
In March.
Well said.
Well done.
Well done.
Topical. Well done. Hey.